Last time on GCRN War Z.
TV's Mr. Neil, final thoughts and vote on Hart Foundation and Dudley's.
The winners and new GCRN Tag Team Champions, Hart Foundation.
What?
Throwing it hard. He's been loyal to the Hart Foundation from get-go.
There's no double sharpshooter count out here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your GCRN Wars Tag Team Wrestling Tournament with your host, Mike, TFG1 Blanchard.
A lot of people think I enjoy going out repossessing cars from poor people.
You're right! I love it!
And featuring TV's Mr. Neil.
The whole wrestling world is going to stand up and take notice!
And from Simplistic Reviews, Matthew Stewart.
You know what? You have a malignant case of wall-to-wall dumb. You're stupid.
And now, let's get ready to podcast.
Hello and welcome to GCRN Wars. This is the 33rd episode overall, and it is our tournament reveal for our tag team wrestling tournament that we have been doing. I'm, of course, TFU and Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Yes, and I just want to say that I'm the only one here who didn't get hit with a chair or showed up late or was moonlighting on another podcast. Only one guy has two thumbs and perfect attendance, and it's this guy.
Yeah, because let's face it, both of the Simplistic tag team members have tagged out at one point or another.
What, are you blind? It took four of them. I mean, three of them. Kevin Thompson, Neil Purcell. I thought Neil Purcell was dead. Mike Blanchard, DJ Valentine, who do you think you are? Nobody does this to Matthew. Oh my Jesus.
So Matthew's here, but DJ's tagged out. We can't ever seem to get all five of us.
Hell, even the guy that's not even here right now, the other guy that isn't here right now, you know, even he tagged out and basically left me holding the bag 1 week. Anyway.
Maybe he tapped out.
Exactly. Tapped out to the spin-a-rooney is what he did. Oh, God. All right, so the path to the finals. The finals, oh, boy, of this tournament. So the final matchup is the Hart Foundation and the Dudleys. The path for the Hart Foundation was through Doom, New Age Outlaws, Brainbusters, and Legion of Doom. Isn't Doom and Legion of Doom the same damn thing?
Apparently I know it's not.
I know it's not, but Matt, what is your thoughts on the Hart Foundation's path to the final?
Well, I think we talked about this off the podcast, but they had to deal with guys with fake spiked shoulder pads, and the other team, you can't really say they did. I don't know. They had a pretty Doom and Legion of Doom. You had at least some type of thing going on with that, but they had the New Age Outlaws, they had Brainbusters. I feel like looking at the teams, the four teams that they faced, I don't know. I mean, outside of the New Age Outlaws, they had a reasonably brisk and easy path to the final. I mean, you could say Legion of Doom, everybody wants to say they're the number one tag team of all time, but I don't know. I don't think history treated the Legion of Doom all that well, and it was a easy pickings for the Hart Foundation, or easy pickings for Bret Hart, because come on, I mean, you're not going to go against fucking Bret Hart.
Yeah, the closest thing Jim has come to an anvil is when the Animaniacs dropped it on his head.
Oh boy. Respect the dead a little bit. God.
He's been dead a while now. It's okay. It's not like I'm Bill Maher going after Stan Lee. Anyway. Neil, thoughts on this, on the Hart Foundation's path to the final?
Oh, it's been, of the four teams that they faced, I'd say that three of them are very good, and the other one was Doom. Yeah, they took out the Legion of Doom in the last round, so that's gotta count for something. And you know, I have to take personal responsibility here that I didn't give enough credit to Jim the Anvil Neidhart. He is a great, great tag team wrestler. He's the complement to Bret Hart's technician. He is the brawler. He's the the yin and yang of this team. So he counts too. You know, we keep bagging on him like, oh, he's the weak link of the team. It's just because Brett is so good that it makes Jim look inferior by contrast, but he's an excellent tag team wrestler too.
Jim is essentially the plucky duck to Brett's Buster Bunny.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks.
Tiny Toon Adventure references only on this Wars episode.
Of course.
Such weird analogies.
Because now Neil has to put all kinds of audio in here.
That's what you think.
I don't know. I looked at the two paths that, you know, Optimus Soul had laid out for us, which, you know, we'll talk to him later because, whatever. looking at the two different, you know, the two roads diverge in a yellow wood here, I can't decide who had the easier or the more difficult path between the Hart Foundation and the Dudley Boys. So I'm not sure. Like, New Age Outlaws and Legion of Doom, I thought were pretty tough teams. Doom itself, I don't know. I mean, call the doctor or call the thing or Human Torch or something, and no clue. You know, damn. And Brain Busters. I mean, yeah, that's right. Damn. And Brain Busters, they busted their own brain vessels.
They didn't have the sexy matchups that I think the other. I mean, Legion of Doom is sexy, and you know, New Age Outlaws is, but I mean, Brainbusters is like, it's wrestling royalty to like the old school wrestling heads, and then Doom, like Neil and we all keep saying and harping on, and we will continue to harp on how bad Doom is. I don't care how bad they are, bad. So yeah,
Neil will appreciate this, but I look at the Dudley's path, and I can see almost every single one of those team names as musical bands.
Okay.
Like the path that the Harts took, I don't see any music in that whatsoever. Because, you know, Public Enemy, they were a group of themselves. Fabulous Freebirds, that's essentially Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Pretty much.
And the Hardy Boys,
they could have been an early 90s hip-hop group. They had the Z at the end of their name, you know?
Oh, so, okay, so they're Limp Bizkit. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you make me hate them more.
And Harlem Heat. I mean, they're just John McClane's nemesis. thoughts on the Dudley's path, Matt?
I mean, you take the last two teams that they had to kind of fight off to get this far between the Hardys and Harlem Heat. And who would have thought Harlem Heat would have made it this far? I thought they would have made it that far. I wish they would have made it to the finals. So a little upset about that. But, I mean, Public Enemy was a roller. But at least Public Enemy had, you know, name recognition better than Doom. And then Fabulous Freebirds, I mean, they're the proto New Day tag team and everything with more than two members. And but I mean, I don't know, Dudley's had a really hard, I mean, when I look and compare and contrast both of them, I think there's definitely a little bit of a harder path for the Dudleys and the Hart Foundation had. So at least from my perspective, I think recency bias would say the Hardy Boys are top five tag team. Harlem Heat, as much as people don't want to think about Harlem Heat, they're a top five tag team in my book. And Fabulous Freebirds were, you know, I guess you could say ahead of their time. And Public Enemy, you know, they couldn't even go platinum.
Nope.
That's a bad music reference.
Yeah, I know, right? Neil, thoughts?
Like Neil's sigh about that. Like,
Well, let's face it. Public Enemy, they're barely a warm-up. They're not even an appetizer. I mean, what probably happened is D-Von took a little snoozy snooze while Bubba Ray just tore them apart. And, you know, it didn't even break a sweat. I mean, it was just more fun than anything.
He had Spike with him for that fight.
Yeah, probably. And Spike even probably never even tagged in. And then you have the Freebirds. You know, the Freebirds, you know, that's probably when D-Von woke up and was like, okay, we're going to put an end to this. So that wasn't really a challenge, and we sent them back to Bad Street. I think I made that joke already. God damn it. then who else? Did you say
Bad Street or Back Street?
Bad Street.
Okay.
It's their theme song. Don't make me explain my jokes.
I just wanted to make sure I heard you right, because I was going to say, if they were sent to Backstreet, that would really end suck.
Oh, man. We're on it tonight, baby. Yeah.
That would warrant another three count. But anyway, who's the...
Talk God, about who, a cherry pie.
You have. We're going to have to talk about jokes, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I've lost... My train of thought is derailed. Who was after that? The Hardy Boys.
Yes, the All Hardy right. Boys.
Jeff Hardy probably had a bad night and... What's his name? Probably slipped on a banana peel. Just, you know, the Hardy Boys, they're on and off. So, you know, the Dudley Boys just went through them. And then the big surprise with them was just them. Well, not really a surprise. I shouldn't say that. But the most challenge that they had was Harlem Heat, because Harlem Heat's a great tag team. They were so good. I will not hear anything against this. They were a great tag team in WCW. And people just don't know this because you didn't watch WCW until like 96. So I love Harlem Heat. So it was kind of sad to see them go, but those damn Dudleys, you know, they just bulldoze through everything.
It's a 3D all the way to the top.
Yeah.
All right, folks, I think we're going to go down to Miami, Florida to find the dead carcass of DJ Valentine and head on over to some new WWE, WCW, NWO Performance Center, where we have Optimus Solo live on the scene, where the Dudleys are making the Hart Foundation tap to the 3D, right?
Thanks, guys. This is Optimus Solo, and he is right. I am here at ringside with, have you guys ever seen Weekend at Bernie's? I have the dead carcass of DJ that I'm dragging around with me. Exactly. He's not providing a lot of color commentary, but we'll have to go with it nonetheless.
So the Andrew McCarthy to his Jonathan Silverman.
Basically, that's it. And I am here at ringside reporting on what you may call the crown jewel of the tag team universe. This tournament, which began what feels like months ago, has finally reached the grand finale. Now, as you know, we have the iconic Hart Foundation made up of Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart facing off against Bubba Ray and D-Von, the Dudley Boys. But what we didn't know, guys, as we went through this tournament, was just how the championship was going to be determined. As you heard Shane McMahon announce last night on SmackDown, the winner of this tournament was to be decided in a best of three series. The best of three series started last night at the end of the broadcast, and the first match, as most people know, was a traditional tag team matchup. This match was sponsored by Facebook, and as you could guess, most people thought that this match would greatly benefit the Hart Foundation being more of a traditional tag team, and that's exactly what we saw go down. The Hitman and the Anvil were able to isolate D-Von and keep him out of tag's reach to his tag team partner, and eventually, after the action went out of the ring, we saw the Anvil lay the hammer down on Bubba and remove him from consideration for just long enough to allow Bret to snap on the sharpshooter in the middle of the ring and submit D-Von. The winners of the first of the three matchups, we have the Hart Foundation. The second match, which was sponsored by the Geekcast Radio Network, happened earlier today, and this was, of course, a tables, ladders, and chairs match. And we saw the Hart Foundation completely out of their element. The Dudleys probably could have ended this one much sooner than they did, but it seemed like they wanted to take advantage of the match style to inflict as much damage as possible to the Hart Foundation heading into the third and the final matchup. The end of the match came when D-Von had Jim the Anvil Neidhart, I'm going to try to describe this scene to you guys, on two tables that were stacked on top of each other. D-Von and Jim the Anvil Neidhart are standing on top of the second table. Bubba used a chair to jump off and hit the Dudley Death Drop onto a ladder that was laying across the mat. For a while, we were not even sure if Jim the Anvil Neidhart was dead or alive. Winner of match two, the Dudley Boys. So now we head to the final of the three matches, and this match, of course, is sponsored by the folks over at Twitter.
All right, in this corner, accompanied by their manager, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, at a combined weight of 515 pounds, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and God, a.k.a. Bret the Hitman Hart, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, the excellence of execution, the greatest tag team of all time, the Hart Foundation. And in this corner, coming to us from Dunkin' Donuts, hailing from the great state of obesity, weighing 565 pounds, allegedly, perhaps on average, Team 3D, Bubba Ray and D-Von, the Dudley Boys.
It's time to make the Dudleys.
I love you.
This check is going to clear, right?
So with each team holding one victory, we have moved now to the final decisive matchup and something that I'm not sure if I've ever seen, a tag team lumberjack match. Obviously, this will prevent the teams from using the outside of the ring, using foreign objects, let people run in, try to leave the match. And the Lumberjacks have made their way around the ring. And who are the Lumberjacks, you might be asking? Well, it makes sense. We have the Legion of Doom, the Steiner Brothers, Harlem Heat, the Hardy Boys, and the Rockers are all around the ring trying to, enforce law and order here so we can have a fair match. Let's join the action here with the referee for this match, Earl Hebner. It looks like the match has been going back and forth for the most part, and neither team has been able to find an advantage. We have had a Spike Dudley sighting, but he was prevented from impacting the match as the Hardy Boys took care of him in short order, maybe a little payback from their earlier exit in the tournament. But wait, what is this? The remaining members of the Hart Foundation, Owen Hart, and the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith are headed down the ramp to the ring. All hell has broken out between Owen, Bulldog, and the Lumberjacks, and it seems to have distracted Bret the Hitman Hart as well as the rest of the competitors inside the ring. The ref is leaning through the ropes trying to restore order. Wait, what is this? D-Von Dudley has snuck in from behind. He's attempting to roll Bret up in a pin. And wait, one of the Lumberjacks is holding Bret's trunks. And the referee cannot see it. He's counting one, two, three. We have a three count on replay. You can clearly see one of the Lumberjacks. It looks like it's one of the Rockers. Yes, in fact, it was Shawn Michaels holding Bret's trunks and allowing the Dudleys to score the pinfall. Let's go to the ring announcer for the final decision.
The winner and GCRN Tag Team Champions, the Damn Dudley Boys.
You sound so enthused for this.
Mike, Matthew, Neil, what is your guys' reaction to this chaos? It looks like we have Dudley Boys taking the Twitter match as well as the website match, the Hart Foundation taking the Facebook match. We have a 57% win for the Dudley Boys. What's your guys' thoughts?
Well, let's see. For the Dudleys, it's the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be outcome. I knew as soon as they started winning, going through, I knew they were going to win this. The only way they might have had a closer matchup in the finals is if it was the Dudleys and the Hardys, because they're both extreme tag teams.
The website difference, 2 votes in favor of the Dudleys. The Facebook vote, 2 votes in favor of the Hart. So they were dead even after the website and the Facebook. Twitter, though, not even close. The Dudleys almost tripled the Hart votes on Twitter.
Yeah, 71% to 29%.
So that's why we have a 57% Dudley vote and a 43% Hart Foundation vote. Matthew, what's your thoughts?
Damn Dudleys. I mean, this was probably the best matchup that the Dudleys could have gotten. I mean, as much as I love the Hart Foundation, you can't outdo the Dudleys, because like Mike said, they're an extreme tag team. People want extreme tag teams. And yeah, maybe if you had the Hardy Boys they're like in the finals with them, this could have been a lot closer. It's upsetting. I feel like I'm giving my Hall of Fame speech right now, and I'm about to start crying or something like that. I'm this upset.
You mean retirement speech?
Yeah, it could be my retirement. This is my official retirement speech from this damn countdown. Fixed. All you Twitter people out there, triple the votes on Twitter. Wow.
Neil, what do you think?
It's a sad day in Calgary.
this is the other Montreal screw job. This
I was going to say
Miami screw job Redux, the Miami screw job.
You know, Canadian flags are at half mast. Stock in maple syrup has gone down. Shawn Michaels will never be able to enter Canada again. The hockey teams everywhere don't want to play. It's just a bad day.
Matthew, obviously we saw that the traditional matchup went the Hart Foundation way. The tables, lighters, and chairs went the Dudley way. And this weird coincidence that we have a lumberjack match in which we're seeing many of the teams that have already been ousted from the tournament, some by the Hart Foundation or by the Dudley boys. Did we overlook, did we not consider the impact that somebody could have like a Shawn Michaels?
You can't trust Shawn Michaels around the ring during a Bret Hart match. It's been proven, people, you can't have this. And once again, Bret got screwed mm-hmm. by Shawn Michaels. Bret did not screw Bret.
And there is some question on if the referee could not see it or if he chose not to see it. Of course, the referee being Earl Hebner from the Montreal Screwjob.
Could have been his twin. Who was it? It was Earl Hebner and the other Hebner. The other Hebner.
Twin magic.
Oh, God.
So, as DJ predicted at the beginning, I think he predicted the Dudley boys to win it all. It's interesting, though. They had to face some of those high-flying matchups on their way through here. I mean, they had to face the Hardy boys in one of the other earlier matchups. You know, you might even say Harlem Heat is a little bit more... maybe not high-flying, like, extreme rules type stuff, but a little bit more maybe than the Hart Foundation. So they had a little of that to go through. But interesting twists and turns. We saw Edge and Christian go out early. We saw the Harlem Heat make a Cinderella story. We saw the Head Shrinkers and the Bushwhackers upset some classic tag teams. Neil, we've been through 32 teams. We've gone all the way down to one. What's your thought, reactions to the overall whole process and anything that you stood out for you?
It's bold. It was a lot of fun. We picked some good tag teams. I think the right teams ended up in the finals. Definitely was a Hart Foundation fan all the way. And I thought Dudleys were certainly the best team on the other side. So, there were a couple teams that could have maybe gotten in there, you know, the Outsiders, maybe,
right.
But maybe even Harlem Heat, but pretty much who I expected to be in the finals from the very start.
And for the listeners, yes, we didn't even allow D-Generation X to be one of the Lumberjacks. I'm sorry. They couldn't even be Lumberjacks. No,
they're too busy licking their wounds from the Brothers of Destruction.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about a crown jewel.
I threw that in there just for you, Mike.
I know you did. I almost had to muffle my gagging.
So,
first pay-per-view of 2018.
So we have given the tag teams their moment in the sun. We have highlighted some of the best tag teams throughout time, throughout history. We've talked specifically about 32 of them. We've mentioned some others that didn't make it. But that's it for tag teams, guys. We gave them their moment, and now it's time to turn our attention to the single wrestlers, because coming in the next couple months at Geekcast Radio Network, we're going to be having our top 100 wrestlers of all time. Neil, before we kind of get into specifics, before we actually start the countdown and reveal the list and all this, that, and the other, what are you looking forward to? What kind of questions do you have that you're hoping to be answered as we go towards the top 100?
David Arquette, number one. I really don't know what to say. I'm just looking forward to the whole thing. Wasn't really thinking about it tonight, but
you know, well, I'm interested to see.
Put him on the spot.
From you guys, I'm interested to see, because, like I said before, it's been easier to predict what's going to be at the top of the different 100 lists as we've gone through them. They, you know, they reveal themselves to us and stuff like that as we kind of make our way through them. This one, with wrestling and having so many different eras, so many different companies, so many different times where somebody was number one on top of their company, I don't think this one's going to be as easy to predict as people might expect, because there's a lot of different ways that you could go to try to find the number one wrestler of all time. Like, that seems like a challenge, and I could see it going in about 7 or 8 different ways. Matt, is there a clear-cut winner that you're going to be championing to be number one?
I mean, I have a feeling who we're going to going to end up seeing in the top 10. I think we're going to definitely have some we're going to have recency bias, I would say, with wrestlers in the past 25 years. I think they're probably going to be really high up on the list. You'll have your classic. It's going to be interesting to me to see where some of the more classic wrestlers, like a Hulk Hogan, who's said some provocative things lately, if that kind of affects. It's going to be interesting to see how behavior affects how people see a wrestler as opposed to just how they wrestle. So different times. So it's going to be kind of a I'm looking forward to see where the chips kind of fall. And I want to see how people kind of react, because I think in the in our big list, we included quite a few female wrestlers in there, too. So I'm interested to see kind of where they fall in the top 100, if they fall at all. Hopefully a few will be showing up, because there's some that are definitely deserving of being in there. But we're going to see how it all shapes out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we gave everybody instructions. Obviously, there was a lot of different criteria that we were supposed to be looking at, where, you know, in-ring ability, mic skills, charisma, actual success in the business, longevity, impact. It's going to be interesting to see if people took those into account and maybe which ones weighed the more so than others. Mike, what are you looking forward to in the top 100 as we close this episode out?
Just to see where it all lands.
Yeah, absolutely. See who else we can piss off. As far as people who don't make it, and, you know, obviously everybody's favorite wrestler can't make it. There's only 100 spots, and man, there's been a lot of wrestlers. I think our tally of everybody that at least held a title was up to, like, what is that, 600, 700 people? So
something like that, yeah.
It's crazy. So that'll be coming soon for the Geekcast Radio Network. Mike, why don't you run down all the different ways that people can get in touch with us?
Oh, boy, there's tons of stuff. The website, geekcastradio.com. Listen to our shows, comment on the episodes. We have an all-new website coming at the beginning of 2019. You can follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, the Geekcast Radio Network. I am at TFG and Mike. Kev, what is your Twitter?
Mine is at Optimus Solo.
Neil?
Neil Sama.
Matt?
Yeah, three Twitters, but the main one is Simple Tweeters, or you can go to Cheez It Men, that is Justin, or if you want to see what the traitor is, DJ Valentine, the guy who stabbed me in the back, trying to be DJV on Twitter as well, too.
I think we need to hack his Twitter and change his handle, Dying from DJV or something.
Dying to be DJV?
Something like that.
Like DJ. Like, yeah. To be like DJ.
Oh, God. As I said, go to the website. If you want to send us emails, it's feedback@geekcastradio.com. Coming up on Wars, no one knows this yet because I've been thinking about this. We're going to have – this was episode 33 of Wars overall. So episode 34, we may have a special thing, and then 35, we may have a new tournament or a new I'm not even sure, but I've got ideas rolling around in the back of my brain because there's something else rolling around up there. So
true. If you have ideas for future wars that you would like to see, let us know. Different things, like in this tournament fashion, or like we've done in the past where we just have one episode where we pit two different things against each other. That's always fun as well.
Absolutely. Until next time, unleash the geek in you, and we will catch you later.
Yeah, we coming now. Get up, get up, get up. Time to punch you. Get up, get up. This is out of control. Drop the bombshell straight to the track. The 21st century killing machine burned on the inside of our pitted team. Now I'm not the same, yeah, cause you're not the same. And you're not the same, yeah, cause I'm not the same. If we're not the same, this could never be the same. And we just wanna see.